if you spend 3 hours helping a client out of scope, you could see that you just lost money. And it becomes like a whole different game, I think, when there's a dollar amount on it. For some reason, we don't always value our time as much, but that's your profit margin disappearing.
You would not believe how many times I hear this. I wish I had found you earlier, Emily, before I wasted money on that VA setup course. Those courses out there teach you how to pick a business name and open a Canva account. It's cute, but they don't actually teach you the marketing skills and services that pay the bills that clients are looking for. And you can Google how to set up a business, my friend. That's where Udemy School is different. In 16 weeks, you'll learn client-ready marketing, email, funnels, social, SEO, AI, and graduate with a portfolio and confidence to charge more and say yes to the client work. Doors open October 23rd. Class starts October 30th. Enroll at udemyschool.com.
Hey there, I'm Emily Reagan, and you found the Marketing Freelancer. This is the podcast for marketing freelancers and service providers who are already making an impact behind the scenes and want to take their skills, income, and business to the next level. Here, we're all about embracing the unicorn title, a full-stack marketer who can do it all, strategy, implementation, creativity, and everything in between. We're the magic makers who know how to deliver real results for clients and are ready to rise as sought-after marketing specialists. We're building a business we're proud of, working with dream clients with impact, and charging rates that reflect our work's worth. Unicorns unite.
Hey, I'm Emily Reagan, and I have been freelancing since early 2007 when I said yes to my first press release and writing for a local client. And from there, a world exploded where I could move and PCS as a military spouse and bring my clients and my work with me for the first time ever. This allowed me to not have to start over, to do work that I actually loved and make a difference in my clients' businesses and have babies and then keep moving and move again and again. So flash forward. Now, I have been in over 100 online businesses. I stopped counting. And I also started training my friends, especially those who are overeducated, underemployed, how to do freelance work. It has been such a life changer for me. And I love to share this opportunity with lots of men and women out there, especially those who are interested in getting into the online space, maybe adding it as a side hustle or even a full career pivot. There's a lot of options out there. And this is the place to learn about marketing services and how to do it, how to pull the plug, how to handle the clients, like all those little traps, and then how to market yourself, like the biggest question. So I thought it would be really fun to do this series where you all submit a question, I get to listen to your voice, and then make an answer and try to tell a good answer here. And I have no idea what's coming in this series. And I have a feeling, based on the way the Unicorn Digital Marketing School goes, which is my signature program that teaches marketing services, it's going to be a lot of client management. We always have questions with doing the work. We usually feel pretty confident in delivering hard skills. It's just all those like little interpersonal skills. We're not in offices anymore. Instead, we're navigating clients, but I don't know. We'll see. So this is an Ask Emily Anything session, and you can always submit your question. We'll put the link below. It's just a 90-second speak pipe, and I'd love to answer your question on the show and make it a micro episode. So don't mind me. I'm sitting at home, cat in my lap, dog running around. Let's see where this takes us. Before you leave, don't forget to hit subscribe. Please leave a comment or a review. Please reach out and let us know if you found this helpful. If you have more ideas for content, I'd love to hear from you. What is sticking you? Tell me about your freelance business. What's going good? What's going wrong? I want to hear from you, and I absolutely don't bite. And if you are the type of person who is doing this marketing work and you want to be plugged in with the top talent, if you like referrals, if you love nerding out on what's trending, what the updates are, what's working, if you love talking shop, like marketing and launching and funnels, come join me in the Digital Marketers Work Group. That is my referral community where it's nothing like Upwork. It's not freelancers pitted against each other. We are building a thriving community that supports each other because we understand that sister service providers recommend each other and lift each other up.
Hi, Emily. It's Candace. I am the marketing manager at Clever Calico. Instagram is at clevercalico.co. And my question for you is, how did you make that transition in your brain from being a service provider to being the boss? Because I realize that's a hard transition to make. And I'm just wondering if you had like a big aha moment, or was it a bunch of little moments that compiled together? Yeah, so that's my question. Thank you.
Excellent question, because we talk about this a lot on the podcast, bringing self-management strategies, your soft skills, having a CEO a brain, a CEO mindset, not just being an employee. And yet we are tasked to walk this funny dance as a freelancer in between doing the client work, keeping our clients happy, like a whole bunch of little mini bosses here, and then looking out for ourselves. And so this is a common thing that we struggle with when we make that shift from employee, from being told what to do, not really having a lot of buy-in either, not having as much impact, to being in charge. And it is a funny spot, because at the beginning of my journey, I was just grateful to get paid and have work. And I was doing stuff for $10 an hour, and it was really stupid. But this, just the fact that someone actually gave me money for a blog post or Canva graphics or Pinterest graphics or setting up email, amazing. I was such a grateful doer. And it was a role that could keep anyone stuck if you don't see the possibility of what's out there. And if you don't understand the difference between employee and contractor rules, right? So I want to share that shift with you today, because it wasn't just one single lightning bolt moment at all. It was a lot of small pivots, and it was a lot of rock bottoms. And it's exactly why I was called to do this, to create a community to look out for each other so we could know like what's acceptable behavior with our clients. So how do we enforce boundaries? Because it's really hard. A lot of us care so much about our clients and their clients and the impact that we have that it's so easy to put ourselves last. And so that's why we do have multiple episodes on boundaries. We have trainings in the work group. We talk about client management all the time. I think the first step is to really understand the value you bring to the table. We are self-employed business owners. We are collecting taxes. We are paying the IRS. We're paying our quarterly taxes. We are getting expenses, like we're incurring costs. We also are responsible for our profit. And so we have to do that age-old cliche quote, it was like, treat our business like a business and not a hobby, right? If we treat it like a hobby, it pays like a hobby, yada, yada, yada. But I think it really starts with recognizing the value and the service we provide. And so much of that we get from surrounding ourselves by other people if we don't quite believe it. And then having, like, being in that world, but having the clients that see the value in us too. I knew for me, I started to see the value in myself because I didn't have the community that you all have. I didn't have the resources that you have, but I started to see it in myself because I would show up to client meetings and hand out strategy and ideas, and I would basically be coaching them without realizing it. And I never said, like, who am I the one to be leading? Like, you know, when you first step in, you have to kind of learn the ropes. There's just this moment of like a new job. It's like a job experience curve where you're learning the ropes, you're getting on the job training, you're figuring things out. And then eventually that, oh my gosh, I do have experience and I am qualified and I do know what's going on. It's up to you to use your voice. So as I heard my voice, I just started to hear the value. And what's so funny is all during my childhood in elementary school and high school and even college, like, I didn't raise my hand. I'm the quiet girl in the back. But I think it really flipped for me. That switch flipped when I realized I was giving away my brain, my ideas, my leadership, and clients were not only making a shit ton of money, it was also costing me. It was costing me in time and energy and money. I was losing money because I was giving it away. And as money I could have been reinvesting, yeah, in my business, but more importantly, like my family, our trips, college savings, things like that. So if we talk about what boss mode really looks like as a freelancer, it's not just putting like hashtag CEO boss on your Instagram bio or putting on a blazer in a photo shoot, which, hello, I do. It's about taking the ownership of your business, and your client's not going to do it. Your loved ones might look at you and like shame you a little bit because it doesn't seem like you're paying yourself enough or it's like paying off. But I think you have to take ownership and really switch into, I am self-employed. I am a contractor here. Whether you become full-time employee later, like that's like a whole discussion. But we usually start as these contractors not wanting to work full-time anyway. And so I think that
You could take Udemy School self-paced, sure, but the live cohort is where the magic happens. You get weekly Q&As, you have office hours and portfolio reviews, and direct feedback while you're doing the work. You're not just watching the videos, you're building assets alongside other go-getters with me in your corner, and there's just something about the accountability of a live cohort. If you want accountability, community, and job leads while you learn, this is the round to join. Doors open October 23rd. Class starts October 30th at udemyschool.com. Back to the show. Starting to look at your numbers and seriously tracking your time, looking at using something like Toggle or Harvest or even a spreadsheet. I think I used to use a spiral notebook back when I was first starting, and look where your hours are going and be reasonable about where your hours are going. Ask yourself, are you actually billing for this? What are you giving away? And when you start to face those numbers, everything changes. If you spend 3 hours helping a client out of scope, you could see that you just lost money. It becomes like a whole different game, I think, when there's a dollar amount on it. For some reason, we don't always value our time as much, but that's your profit margin disappearing. You guys, you're not running a charity here. You are also taking away from time with your family and money that could be going back into your family. Money, I don't know, if you had a second business. For a while there, I used to do like an Etsy shop. So it was a very tangible trade-off, right? So you have to look at like that, and you have to value your time on top of it. And that brings up becoming a boss, which sounds so stupid saying, is setting those boundaries and treating yourself like that first. Setting boundaries around the scope of what you'll do, because scope creep will eat your business alive as a freelancer, especially when you're good at things, you care and you want to help out. We're already like people pleasers here, but we have to start teaching ourselves that we value ourselves through boundaries. And it's practicing even little things like, yeah, I can help with that, but that's going to be an extra 5 hours. Or can I add this on as a project? Is that what you would like? Or if you ask me to do this, this means we're going to have to like stall on that. Is that what you want? I mean, don't use the word stall. Use better words than that. You can give the client the decision on some of that scope, but it keeps you in control of your time. And ultimately, that's what a boss does. A boss prioritizes what they're working on and when they're working on it. And I think the third thing I would say here, just to kind of piggyback on that, which gets me probably the fired up the most, is remembering why you chose to do this and why you left corporate, or why you're not going back to corporate. Because I struggle with this. I'm like, oh, sometimes it seems like it would be so much easier if I just went and got the 6-figure job. Well, I don't know. Like, could I get the 6-figure job? I don't know. But like, it would just, life would be so much easier, or this and that. But most of us got fed up. Most of us didn't work well with idiot bosses. Okay, just me. We didn't like managers piling more on us and not compensating us for that. I mean, how many of us were the people who would always do the extra trainings because the boss could count on us, because we would get it done? It's like a lack of recognition. It's a burnout culture. It's like work them to the bone, first in, last out type of culture. And like, we didn't want that. And so why would we turn around and do that to ourselves? And the best way to prevent that is like go back up and talk about the boundaries and the scope and being very clear. The fourth thing, I talk about this a lot in Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School, is this competence-confidence loop. Confidence doesn't come first. You build confidence like a muscle by doing the thing, getting results, repeating, realizing like, I can repeat this, look what I did. And that grows your competence. By gaining the competency to do it and realizing you can do it and then feeling more confident about it. So it just becomes this circle, and each bold move of raising your rates or saying no to a client or standing up for boundaries or saying no to unpaid work or not being available, it's also feeding that competency loop. So for me, I think I really had to kind of have all of that come together with a very pivotal moment of like, made the client lots of money, was feeling undervalued, knew I would never be in this situation again. And it's kind of unfortunate that I had to hit my low. And I'm not saying I was, you know, going postal and wanted to blow it up, but I was like, this is not sustainable. And I've told this story before, but I remember staying up very late for a client's business. It was a shit show. It was a mess. I stayed up late fixing it. And the next morning, they asked me to change it back. And they didn't like it. And I remember I was like, I care too much
I let go of standing up for myself. I put other people first, and it cost me. It cost me sleep. I was cranky as a mother the next morning. And for me, it was really that moment of transitioning to, wow, I look out for myself now. And looking out for myself is part of being a self-employed business owner. So was it one big aha moment? No, but it was over time, like going from grateful to like, wow, I'm deserving. Not only that, like, look what I'm doing in these clients' businesses, going through the motions of raising rates, taking the time to invest back in my business, separating the strategy I did for clients from implementation, saying no. It's really what a boss is. It's not waiting for permission. It's not letting clients dictate how you run the business. It's like going back to the fundamental root, the vision, and the profit margin of the business and making those decisions. They're not emotional. They're not like, will they like me? It's like, what does this need to be a successful business? Because if not, the numbers clearly line up and I should go get that job. And it's not always just about money, I realize, but why would we run ourselves ragged for nothing? Okay. So that's how I would answer that question. And I think this becomes cyclical because the more you do it and feel it, encompass it, and live it, and step into whatever that higher self is, the more your clients witness it too. And you get treated like that. I think the hardest thing is to turn into your next self in front of a current client who might see you one way and doesn't have the ability, has the blinders on, and will only ever see you as a VA. And so if you're stuck with clients like that, that you just can tell it's like not going to last, like you're outgrowing that, it's okay to leave. It's okay to come back in a new role later. I have done that as well, but you could get your best flex and sometimes get your competency going with a new client. Like re-stepping into the role. I kind of think about it as a military kid. I was always moving and starting over, and it gave me an opportunity to refresh. I was never anyone different, but I was always slightly better. And so it just gave me the ability to start fresh without the baggage. And that was kind of a gift of being a military kid. It's like, I can start over. Not that I would lie and make up anything crazy. I probably should have. I could have gotten away with anything. So if you are nodding your head, you're not alone. I think this is the hardest part about being a freelancer, is taking the ownership of yourself beyond the client work and what you're turning in. And is it like top quality? Is it excellent? Beyond that, it's like the words and how you treat yourself. We did do an episode about playing big, and we read the book Inside the Work Group. It's Tara Moore's book, Playing Big, and it talks about the difference between your inner critic and your inner mentor, and kind of how to fight that when you're like, I don't feel ready, and then how to fight it back. And I mean, it's exactly what you think it is. Like, you are your thoughts and what you say to yourself. So remind yourself you're your boss, girl boss, freelancer boss, whatever. You know, do all the tricks of the trade. They're all real. Like, have the brag folder. Give yourself those mantras and like choose to listen to that inner mentor who already knows you're a boss. Okay, and I have one more little bonus here. I think a huge move when it comes to our confidence and thus like our ability and how we attract all the clients and do all the work is separating strategy from implementation. And I'm not saying like keep it locked down if you're in a task implementation role, but a huge boss move and probably the best thing you can do, and I have talked about it on this podcast, on this show, is to separate, pull out strategy from implementation into a different offer, whether that is a one-on-one call or a quarterly planning session or a VIP day, you know, the one-off consults look really good on a website. We've had an entire podcast dedicated to that. But already when somebody lands on your website, a client is going to view you, you're already positioned differently. And you're not just a pair of hands, you're now the brain. And so I think if you're acting as the brain, you also feel as the brain and you treat yourself like the brain. Still stuck doing calendar management and inbox cleanup while clients hand the real marketing projects to someone else and then pay them more? UDMA School opens October 23rd. In 16 weeks, you'll learn the marketing skills clients actually pay for: email marketing, funnels, SEO, and even AI workflows. Class starts October 30th. Grab your spot at udmaschool.com. Okay, this was such a good question. Keep them coming. I love these. hope you found that helpful. If you have a question you're dying to ask me, go down to the link and submit it. It's a quick speak pipe. Leave me a 90-second voice message and I will answer it. You can always DM me or you can reply to an email and maybe I'll share it on the show, especially if it helps other freelancers. All right, unicorns unite.
Thanks for tuning in to The Marketing Freelancer. If you're ready to connect with other marketing freelancers, learn advanced strategies, and take your business to the next level, check out our Digital Marketers Workgroup. It's my exclusive membership where you'll find the support, community, and tools to land premium clients and grow your income. Visit marketersworkgroup.com to learn more or just use the link in the show notes. Apply today. Step into your power, own your expertise, and command the rates your work deserves. See you next time on The Marketing Freelancer. Unicorns unite.
First, I don't know how to end this.